And there were times we didn't have food. So I'd gather the family together and I'd say, this month is Saimin month. We're gonna have it every day. Isn't that exciting? And my kids, yeah, we love ramen noodles. And we even learned what gourmet Saimin was. It's you put kimchi on the noodles and that's it. That's why my children have mental problems today. Not enough protein, too much carbs.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. We all go through various seasons in our life, some more enjoyable than others. But today, Pastor Wayne will show us that it's often during the cold darkness of winter that God is preparing His greatest work in our lives. Coming up in a moment, a message entitled Greater Purpose. But we have a few extra minutes today, so let's enjoy the music of the New Hope Singers from their album Victorious.
Because of your love, because of your grace, because of your mercy, we are yours. Because you are good, because you are.
Pastor Wayne with a message entitled Greater Purpose.
My whole goal today is that we learn how to handle the winters of our life. Now in Hawaii, the seasons aren't as pronounced as in the mainland. In the mainland, when winter comes, the days get short and the seasons get dark. In fact, it gets dark around 4 in the afternoon and it doesn't get light again till about 9 o'clock the next morning. So if you're a work-a-day person, you drive to work in the dark, and you drive home in the dark. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like working in the dark. I like to start off with humorous stories, as is told in these two Portuguese guys. Now, by the way, us Portuguese people, we get a bad rap because we're so smart. You see, we just use unconventional means to get things done and people don't like it, so they make fun of us. But really, we're really smart, as will be illustrated in this story. Frankie and Manel go to work and Frankie turns to Manel and says, hey man, I don't want to go work today. I want to get out of work somehow. Manny says, you cannot. The boss doesn't like it. And Frankie says, I got to figure a way. I got to get out of work today. So they go to work, and Manny says, well, you figured out a way? Frankie says, I think I got one. So Frankie gets up on a chair, hangs onto a pipe that's right by the ceiling, and dangles his body. He just hangs there. He says, what's going on? Shh, shh, shh. So pretty soon people are going by thinking, this is a little weird. So they go and fetch the boss, and the boss looks at Frankie and says, Frankie, what are you doing hanging up there? He says, I am a light bulb. What? He says, yeah, we need more light here. I am a light bulb. The boss says, you crazy. You get home. So he gets down, packs his lunch bag, and walks by Frankie. And Frankie walks by Mano and says, that's how you do it, brother. Then he walks out. Well, Manny starts putting his lunch together and starts following Frankie. And the boss says, whoa, 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 Manny. Where are you going? I'm going home. For what? It's hot. I'm not going to work without light here. You need light. Well, we're going to talk about the dark seasons, you know. The Bible says that life comes in seasons. And Solomon affirms that and concurs. In fact, let's read together the scripture at the top of our notes. Would you go? To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Would you circle the word purpose? Seasons come because there is a greater purpose that God has for us. Oh, we don't like the dark seasons. We don't like winter times. But winter is that which precedes springtime. It's not a mistake. You say, "Ooh, I'm so glad we don't have seasons here in Hawaii." Oh, yes, we do. People still go through winter times. It's very real. You say, well, what are you talking about? For example, a company gets downsized and you didn't make the cut. Now you don't know what to do. It's a season of ambivalence and the skies are gray and you don't know if another storm is coming or how long the season's going to be or how short, how severe, or how mild. And now it's winter and a dark season has begun. A relationship that you hoped would pan out didn't. And it's left your heart smashed into 1,000 pieces. And now it's winter. And a dark season has begun. Or a loved one dies and you can't recoup as fast as you thought you could. And now it's winter. And a dark season has begun. You have a prodigal child that is wrenching your heart out. Or you're just stuck in the clay of the mire of your own bad choices. And now it's winter and a dark season has begun. One of the most important lessons in life is that you learn how to handle the dark seasons. Now everyone's going to go through dark seasons. And first of all, if you're going through a dark season, you're not alone. Because everyone that God used in the Bible for significant purposes went through dark seasons. Let me give you a few examples. Moses, who was not only disowned by his family, but disavowed by his family, ostracized, driven to the desert, and his name is obliterated from all records so that people don't even know whether he existed. Eradicated his name. He has to live with that. And I want you to know, that never got rectified. He never made up with his family. And he went through a very long, dark season. Let me tell you the lesson here. You see, sometimes you can't turn back the clock. You can't rewind the calendar's pages. Sometimes you're just going to have a life that has loose ends to it. But even though you may not be able to reconcile your past, like Moses, here it is, you got to get past your past. You might not be able to tie up all the loose ends. You might not be able to reconcile it, but you've got to get past your past for God to use you. And Moses learned that. It was a dark season. Another one that struggled through dark seasons, somewhat like Moses, is a man named Joseph. His brothers tried to murder him, and when that plot failed, they sold him to a caravan of traders going south to Egypt. And then when he was in Egypt, he was thrown into a damp and dark cell, forgotten, left to rot. And there he understood two words. What were they? Except God. E-X-C-E-P-T, God. You say, well, what do you mean? You see, it's there in the prison he learned that although no one would listen to him, no one heard his cries except God. No one could hear his pleas except God. No one understood his plight except God. There's no one that would encourage him except God. No one would sit behind him through the dark and lonely nights except God. See, those things you only learn in the dark seasons. And when you are okay with that, then springtime comes. So you'll have to go through some dark seasons to understand these things, because one of the things I've said before and I'll continue to say is this: it is after these kinds of seasons you realize that Jesus is all you need, and you only realize that when Jesus is all you got. No one hears you except God. Joseph came to grips with that, but you don't come to grips with that at the mountaintop. It doesn't happen on easy street. It's not when everything is comfortable. You learn except God when no one else is around. Except God. And David. David was king by this time. But he fails and falls to his flesh and has an affair with a married woman. Then to cover his tracks, he has her husband murdered. Now he has to live in the shadow of his own shame. Now he was king. He could have made an excuse and blamed and done anything he wanted to. But you see, God gave him a heart that was sensitive. He was on a rising track. He was a rising star. And God knew that he would be giving David a great amount of power. But not many people survive success. Because absolute power can get to someone's head, and then they think they're invincible, even beyond the consequences that God has provided. And now David is living with his own shame, and Nathan the prophet reveals all of this stuff, and now he's stricken with his own guilt. Because God knew that he had a greater purpose. What a greater purpose for David. And there was something missing. Otherwise, he would not be able to survive success. And what was that ingredient? Here's what it was. God knew that without a deep sense of humility, David would never survive success. And here's the life lesson. You don't build humility on the mountaintop. You build it only in the valleys. Because God has a greater purpose, but he knows that sometimes we can't survive his purposes without the character that's only going to be built in the winters of life. My dad enlisted in the Army right after Pearl Harbor, and as many Hawaii men did, and which put us into the Army, as it were, as dependents. And then we started to live everywhere in the world, and this Hawaii boy started to experience all these different winters. And I tell you, some were very severe. I remember in Japan, it got very severe, and I wished for summers, not only because it was warmer, but because there was no school. That worked fine until I was in junior high, and my dad bought some acreage in Oregon. He retired there in Oregon, and it was a pioneer landscape, so it was untouched by man. And we were given a pickaxe and a shovel, and we had to clear 10 acres. And so every day when summer started from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we worked like slaves. My dad believed in child labor. And so now I wished for winter. One man said it well. He said, don't wish for something else because you're going to miss the lessons of the present. Don't wish for something easier. Wish that you would get better. Don't wish for fewer problems. Wish for greater skills. Don't wish for fewer challenges. Wish for greater wisdom and strength. And then you will have utilized the season before you. Would you write in your notes, here's one of the reasons why God takes us through dark seasons. Number one, would you write down? Because certain areas of growth can only happen during dark seasons. See, it's in the dark seasons of life where you slow down. It's when you are hit with an impending problem where you listen more. It's when you have a setback and you don't know how long the gray skies are going to be above you. You don't know if another impending storm is around the corner. You're ambivalent as to what's going on as far as what's going to happen next. You don't know. You shrug your shoulders. But it's then that you learn to trust in God. See, you don't need to fall on your face when times are good. You don't need to seek the face of God when you're at the mountaintop. You don't need to cry out to God when you're on easy street. But when things aren't going well, you start to take stock of what you have. You start to appreciate what you have. And your level of appreciation just goes vertical at this point. Your thankful quotient goes sky high when you don't have much left and you're in a dark season. I remember 3 years ago, I broke my left leg, and I didn't know at the time when it got nailed that I had broken it. And I didn't have time to get an x-ray because the next day I had to be on a flight to Florida to speak. So I just put some ice on it and taped it and put my pants on and got on the airplane. But it was so painful. So I was walking literally about this fast. And I got to Denver. Now, my next flight was across the airport. Do you know how big that airport is? It took me 45 minutes to get across. And so I'm limping, and I'm so thankful for rails now. I've never used to be thankful for rails. And then I stop, and I catch my breath. And do you know what I heard? Music. Did you know that airports play music? No, you don't know, because you're in a rush all the time. And you're zipping from one gate to another. But they really play nice music. And you know what else? They have really cool displays everywhere. I never noticed all of these. And then when I get to the gate, I used to look down on the people where the gate attendant would say, those of you who need a little extra time going down the gangway, you can go first. I used to look down at those people. Hurry up, hurry up. But now when they said this, I said, yes, hallelujah, thank you. And you know, you look around and you thank God for people that have two legs that work. Now I go in the airports and I hear the music. I see the displays, and you know what I do? I stop and look at them because somebody took time to put them there. And when people have two legs that work, I think, that's so cool. And when I see people in wheelchairs, I understand. But you see, that kind of empathy doesn't happen in the bright days or an easy street. It happens in the winters of life. And God knows what we need, and God has a greater purpose in store. You see, you don't need to trust God when the times are bright. You don't need to trust God when everything is going well. It's in the dark seasons of life. That's when you take stock. That's when you prune. That's when you don't tolerate personal excuses anymore. When you need God desperately, you don't tolerate personal excuses or shortcutting God or cutting corners anymore. You don't look at what you don't have. You are thankful for what you do. I remember when Anna and I went to Hilo, to Pioneer, we had to have a bivocational situation because the church couldn't pay us that much and we didn't have insurance. And I had kids and we didn't have any health insurance. And I thought, my kids are going to get sick. I know they are because they're filthy. And so I started praying, dear God, save a doctor because I need help. I have no health insurance. And sure enough, a doctor got saved. And so he said, you bring those filthy kids in, I'll take care of them. And then I knew their teeth would get rotten sooner or later. And we had no dental insurance, so I began to seek the face of God for a dentist. Save a dentist. And he did. And so the dentist took care of the kids. And there were times we didn't have food. So I'd gather the family together and I'd say, this month is Simine month. We're going to have it every day. Isn't that exciting? And my kids, yeah, we love ramen noodles. And we even learned what gourmet Simine was. It's you put kimchi on the noodles and that's it. That's why my children have mental problems today. Not enough protein. Too much carbos. But you see, you don't need to seek God when everything is going well. So he takes you through a dark season because God has a greater purpose for your life than what you think. Because it ain't about us. And it's in the midst of those gray days when things are hurting and you drive to work in the dark and you come home in the dark, there's something of a greater purpose that God wants us to learn. You don't cut corners anymore. You are on your knees. You have knees that are bent, hearts that are broken, and eyes that are wet. That's when you develop them. Those three things. It's not during the bright times. And you quit cutting corners. And God speaks to you. Even when you are fit with the mistakes that you've made and you're caught in the residue of your own bad choices, God speaks. It's a humorous story of a man who had a pretty vicious dog that kept going after the neighbor's rabbit. And the lady kept coming over saying, please tie up your dog. Put your dog on a leash. My poor rabbit is quaking with fear. That dog of yours chases it all over. I have to rescue my rabbit all the time. And the guy says, oh, yeah. And the wife came to him and said, honey, you got to leash up your dog. We're Christians. She's not. We've got to give a good testimony. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll get it done. And he keeps procrastinating, knowing that his wife is saying, you got to do this. And he keeps putting it off until about 3 or 4 weeks later. He hears his dog snarling downstairs. He runs downstairs, and in the jaws of his dog is this rabbit. And he's shaking this rabbit. And the rabbit is filled with his saliva and dirty with dirt. And he's going, no. And he takes the rabbit out, and it is dead. He's thinking, what am I going to do? My wife has been talking to me about this. Oh, no. And he decides he's going to cover his tracks. He looks at the neighbor is gone for the moment anyway, so he runs into the shower and showers this rabbit off, washes the dirt and saliva off, and then gets some Prel shampoo and shampoos this thing. Then he takes him out, and now this thing is dead, and he's blow drying it with his blow dryer and fluffing up the hair. And then he sneaks over to the neighbor's house, and this thing has rigor mortis by now, and he puts this rabbit on her porch and props him up, puts his ears the way it should be, and then he runs back home. Well, in a little while, this woman comes home, and he hears this blood-curdling scream. Ah! He runs down to the side of his house by the fence, and he says, pray tell, what might the problem be? And she screams, ah! She says, 2 days ago, my rabbit died. We buried it in the backyard, and now it's back! Don't cut corners! It just makes things worse. The dark seasons of life, God teaches us lessons. So what's one of them? Would you write in your bullet? One of the things God teaches us in the dark seasons is he develops in us an unshakable faith.
You've been listening to part one of a message entitled Greater Purpose by Dr. Wayne Cordero. We'll continue this message tomorrow when we'll also hear the testimony of a guy who went through a very difficult winter experience in his life. We hope you'll join us. We invite you to visit our website where you'll find more helpful resources from Pastor Wayne, his books, music, DVDs, podcasts, and much, much more. That web address is www.enewhope.org. Now, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.